KNBR's Giants pregame continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley on The Sports Leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us as we talk baseball with you on this Memorial Day. Yesterday, the Giants got it done against the Dodgers. Slater and Solano right away got banged out hits, and Bill and Kerry and everyone talked about it yesterday. Get to Kershaw early. I like to get him in those deep counts and get that pitch count up, and the Giants did it. Slater and Solano banged those base hits, and you just had that feeling good things were going to happen again. And then Longoria drives in a run, and then Dubon, a two-run homer. Another home run off of Kershaw. Slater hits a third home run off of Kershaw in his career. How about that? Kevin Gausman gets a base hit. And then Muncy and Pujols do their thing, and the Giants hold on 5-4. McGee, a big error in the ninth inning, but got the save, and the Giants take 3-4 from the Dodgers down there in what I think very convincing fashion. They outplayed him. They outhit him. Dodger bullpen gave it up. I thought the Giant bullpen was excellent. And also the Giant starting pitching. Gausman, a little worried about his hip now, that he may have strained that yesterday, and that's something he's going to get an MRI on. And injuries, that is part of baseball. But knocking Urias around, knocking Kershaw around, and Buehler wasn't perfect on Friday night. And the one game the Giants lost was the opener game to David Price in the bullpen. So good weekend of baseball for the Giants. They're back up here. Jeff Fletcher is going to join us in just a minute or two. He covers the Angels for the Orange County Register. But the Giants have it going. Lamont Wade, another base hit for him yesterday. I made a note of that. Posey got the day off. Crawford came in for defense late in the game. So all the buttons that Gabe Kapler is pushing, the script that is put out before the game is sort of fitting what has to happen, and the Giants are getting it done. Giants are 14-7 at home. They've got a .413 slugging average, which is third in the National League. The Angels, 11-15 on the road, just came off a split series of four games with the Athletics, where they went 2-2 and won their last two. But Mike Trout is out, which is a big deal for the Angels. But Otani is here. Rendon is here. Jared Walsh is here. He's got 12 home runs. And David Fletcher, a nice second baseman. And we'll see what it brings for these two games, Giants and Angels. The Giants are 3-2 in interleague. They lost 2-3 to Seattle. And then won two tough games with Texas. Those games were not simple with Texas, but the Giants eventually prevailed in those games. So the Angel bullpen earned run average 5.03. They did a lot of bullpen yesterday. Quintana went out after three innings with a sore shoulder, and the Angel bullpen had to work hard yesterday. Giants bullpen an earned run average of 3.33. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Jeff Fletcher to the show. He covers the Angels for the Orange County Register. Jeff and I have known each other back to when my show started back in 96, 97, 98. I've seen his two kids grow up. Jeff has been a longtime baseball writer in Santa Rosa here in the Bay Area. He's worked on the Giants magazine. He's been down in Southern California for a while, and he is an expert on baseball, and I'm glad to have him on the show. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Is that a good enough introduction for you?
That was great. That guy sounds awesome. I don't know.
It's
who
not
he is.
You. Right? Yeah. Hey, the Angels are here, and I'm glad to have you on. And I just talked about him a little bit, but the matchup today, and I want to start with that really, is Dylan Bundy and Johnny Cueto. And Jeff, you've obviously a beat writer for the Orange County Register. You follow the Angels. Just throw the numbers out there, and you explain it. Dylan Bundy is 28. Had some good years with the Orioles. He's 0-5 this year with a .650 earned run average. He's got a 9-game losing streak on the line here of starts, 44-53 lifetime, .810 OPS. What has happened to Dylan Bundy?
Well, first of all, he was really good last year. Last year was the best season of his career, albeit a shortened season. And it looked like really he was kind of getting to the potential that he had back when he was a first-round draft pick. And then this year, he started off pitching pretty well, but just couldn't get any breaks, couldn't pick up any wins. And then he pitched two games with a bad ankle, which we didn't know about until afterwards. And I think he gave up 6 runs and 7 runs in those two games against, I think, the Dodgers and Red Sox. And that doubled his ERA pretty much. And then the last time he pitched, he said the ankle was fine, but he still wasn't that great. So it's been sort of a mediocre season for him, but not as bad as the numbers would look.
All right. I remember Bundy pitching a lot of curveballs, and I remember he had good seasons, and I said, boy, I can't wait to see him pitch. And then I watched him pitch, and it was sort of, Wade Miley, not the big fastball. But what is Bundy? What are the Giants going to see today from Bundy?
Well, he definitely does not have the fastball he had when he was first coming up. And I think that the key for him last year to being consistently good the whole year was he threw a lot less fastballs. And he just threw, like, lots more breaking balls and changeups. And that was really the difference for him. And I think that he's, tried to do that again this year. He just hasn't been as effective doing it.
Longoria, 5-for-14 with a couple of homers off him. Yastrzemski, 1-for-1 with a homer. Other than that, no one's really touched him. For the Giants, the Angels made a lot of moves over the winter. They've got a new general manager. Of course, Joe Maddon is here now as the manager. What's your take? At least, as I always say, April and May, you figure out. Ken Maka taught us that, Jeff, when he was here. April and May, you figure out who you are. In June, you got to play as who you are. So where is this Angel team now in light of what they tried to do over the winter?
Well, their biggest problem has been pitching, and you can expand that to run production, which includes the defense. And they tried to upgrade all that, and it has not worked at all. I think the most surprising thing has been the defense has been really poor, which they've got, Jose Iglesias has always been a really good defensive shortstop, and he had been pretty bad defensively this year, and now he's injured. David Fletcher was a really good second baseman, and he had not quite played up to his level, and now he's playing shortstop. And they had Albert Pujols playing first base, which didn't work out very well. They had Anthony Rendon was injured for two separate stints, and they had Jared Walsh playing in the outfield to keep him and Pujols both in the lineup. That wasn't great. So all these defensive things didn't work out. And then some of the pitchers they added, Jose Quintana has been a major disappointment, and now he's got a sore shoulder, so he might be out for a little while. And Alex Cobb is just recently, his last two starts have been very good, so he's gotten his numbers down to a pretty good level. But, and then Bundy obviously has not performed the way they wanted. Griffin Canning has been a little inconsistent. Andrew Heaney's been inconsistent. Ohtani has been pretty good, but he hasn't pitched super often just because he had a blister issue, and then they're just trying to keep him rested. So he pitches maybe once every 7 or 8 days. So it's basically been the pitching has not been good enough, and really the hitting hasn't been good enough either. So it's kind of a miracle that they've even won the 24 games that they have.
Boy, interesting. Jeff Fletcher with us. He covers the Angels for the Orange County Register. Angels 11-15 on the road. Trout is out with the calf, unfortunately. Angels are 24-29. They're 6 games behind the A's. Let's talk about Ohtani for a minute because baseball loves to promote him. He's a big star. He's a two-way player. What's your take on it? I respect your opinion. What do you see with Ohtani, and what do you think of what he's accomplished?
I think it's incredible. I think that anybody that doesn't think it's amazing is not paying close enough attention, because he is basically like a top 30 hitter in the major leagues and a top 30 pitcher in the major leagues. So that's pretty impossible to do. It's not just like he's dabbling in both of them, like Michael Lorenzen or something like that. He's the Angels' best pitcher, and he's, their second best hitter probably after Mike Trout. So that is really incredible to see him do that. Now, it's hard for him to, like I said, he can't pitch every fifth day because he's doing all this. But it's just still incredible, I think, what he's done so far.
Will we see him pitching in this? I know it's only two games. I think it's Haney tomorrow and, of course, Bundy today, so I guess we don't see Ohtani.
No, and, we asked Joe Maddon about the chance of him playing outfield because they really sort of opened the door to that this year in the games that he started on the mound and they had him hit, so they gave up the DH. They would have him, if he came out of the game as a pitcher when he was going to bat the next inning, he would go play outfield for like an inning, sometimes two, just to get that next bat. So that sort of opened the door to, could you start him in the outfield in a National League game? And Madden said they're not really ready for that. That's a lot of a risk to expose him to as a not really experienced outfielder. And he said it's especially an issue here in San Francisco because that right field is not easy to play, and there could be a lot of running. There's tricky walls. So I really don't think they wanted to, after having him be pretty inexperienced in the outfield, have him play this particular outfield. But, later in the year or, the Angels ever make the World Series, I think you could see him in the outfield.
All right, good. Good information. So we will not see Ohtani as a regular outfielder in this series. I'm glad you let me know that. I was kind of looking forward.
It is possible, though, that he could pinch hit. And, let's say he's leading off the seventh inning as a pinch hitter, and, they send five guys to the plate, so there's a chance he could bat the next inning, too. They could put him in the outfield for an inning to do that.
All right. Good information from Jeff Fletcher. Jared Walsh, 12 home runs, sort of drove Pujols off the team, and now we've seen a lot of him with the Dodgers. What's Jared Walsh's story?
Well, he's really interesting. He was like a 38th round pick or something like that, and he was really given not much notice by any of the prospect, evaluators. And the Angels actually kind of tried to make him a two-way player just to sort of give him some versatility and get into the big leagues. And I think it was more going to be like as a mop-up pitcher. But then all of a sudden, he figured some things out last year. And in September, he just went crazy. He hit, I think, 9 homers in September. And he probably would have won Rookie of the Year if he had another couple weeks to catch up in the at-bats category. But, and then there was probably some skepticism if he could do it again this year because it was just 1 month last year. And so far, 2 months into this season, he's doing it again. He's a pretty good first baseman. He's obviously got power. He's pretty much doing everything that the Angels would have hoped for.
Rendon, has he pulled it together? I know he's a doubles machine. What should we expect from Rendon?
Yeah, he really hasn't. He's been a disappointment this year. He had 2 stints on the injured list. They're both relatively short, minor injuries, but it's just kind of kept him from getting really in a rhythm. He's had a few stretches where he'll have like 2 good games in a row, and you think maybe he's finding it, but he definitely has not been the Anthony Rendon that, the Angels expected. And I don't think anybody's too worried about him. I think over the whole season his numbers will be there, but at the moment he's a little bit of a slump.
How's Joe Madden doing? Has he been accepted down in Southern California? Of course, he worked with Mike Socha for so many years. Now he's back there. It was a big signing. How's that going?
Well, I think that as a manager, you're only as good as your win-loss record. And I think a lot of Angels fans are pretty frustrated with him right now. And, I think they were all excited when they hired him and people thought he would be great. But it hasn't worked. I don't think it's his fault. But generally speaking, fans, I think of all teams, hold the manager responsible for a bullpen's performance. Every time you bring in a pitcher, if he doesn't get the job done, it's the manager's fault. And the Angels' bullpen has not been very good. So as a result, a lot of people are upset with Joe Madden. I don't think it's his fault, but that's the way the job works.
Chris Haney tomorrow, good left-hander. he's been pretty good.
He also has got potential. He's been around long enough.
Andrew Heaney.
Yeah. He hasn't really strung it together to where he has like 3, 4, 5 good starts in a row. But he'll have some really good ones, and then he'll also have some really good ones where in one inning he'll be terrible, and he'll end up with 6 innings and 4 runs, and all 4 runs scored in one inning. So it's a little frustrating to watch him just because he looks so good for stretches, but then he just can't seem to finish it off. But he's possible on any given day of going out and giving you a really good game.
So for Bundy to be on, you've seen him pitch a lot. What does Bundy have to do to be on?
Well, I mean, it's just like any pitcher. If he's getting ahead, if he's throwing strikes, then that's going to help. And if his breaking ball is over for strikes, then that's going to help too because he throws a lot of them.
What's your take on the Giants?
I'm surprised they're doing so well, but, I think it's good to see. To keep the Dodgers honest, I think it's, I certainly loved my time up here, and I think it's a great ballpark and great fan base, so I'd like to see them doing well.
Well, all right, the Angels 6 games behind the A's and Houston. Seattle starting to win a little bit. Texas maybe not as bad as their record shows. But it looks to me A's in Houston once again in the West. I guess that's the deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think going into the year, it looked like those were going to be the two teams. And it looked like probably both of those teams would be worse than last year, which kind of gave the Angels some hope that maybe the two of them would sink a little closer to the Angels. And I think they have, but the Angels have also sunk, so that hasn't really helped them. But I do think the A's in Houston will be going at it the whole year.
All right. Well, great to have you on. Best to the family and everybody else, and glad to have you on. And a good report, and now we know what to expect from Dylan Bundy today and Andrew Haney tomorrow. And the defense, not so good. The pitching, not so good. The hitting, not so good. Angels, maybe not so good.
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Enjoy yourself and being up here with the family and everything else. It's good to have you up in the Bay Area, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register. That's the Angels for today. They did win two straight over the A's, but Dylan Bundy, 0-5 with a .650 earned run average. And as Jeff says, the ankle injury has really inflated those numbers, but it's not easy to lose nine straight starts. And he has done that. 22 of 48 hits given up for extra bases, 12 doubles, a triple, and 9 home runs in 45 innings. So that's what we got going today. Dylan Bundy and Johnny Cueto. Bill and I will talk about Cueto a little bit and what to expect from him. All right, that's the opening of our show today. Giants a half a game out of first place. The Padres and Cubs today, and it's Paddock, and the Cubs are undecided. The Dodgers and the Cardinals today, it's Flaherty and Bauer. And we've got Cueto and Bundy here. It is Memorial Day, a real marker in a baseball season, and the one-third mark for the San Francisco Giants, and they are very, very, very much alive in baseball 2021. More coming up right after this.